A lot of kids write to me. I get a tremendous amount of mail here. And apparently, from time to time, I am wrong on who is a disc jockey where. Yeah. Apparently, there is a turnover.
Disc jockeys,
yeah. And I'm never really quite sure of who is a disc jockey on which ship.
Yeah.
So, which ship do you work on?
I work on the South Ship, Carolina.
Now, is your show only on the South Ship?
Yeah. But all shows are only on one ship or the other. Yours is the only show that's on both.
Well, now, why is that? Why isn't your show on both ships?
Because we're too far away to relay. We can't relay from one ship to the other one.
Well, then how do they do mine? Do they make separate dubs of my tape? I see. In other words, I may sound great on the South Ship and lousy on the North Ship one night, depending...
We get the original tape on
depending who the engineer is. Have you had any trouble with the timings of the show? Because I'm supposed to give them 60 minutes, and do they time out pretty good?
Yeah, they time out pretty well. Sometimes they've run over. We have troubles with...
Well, I do that occasionally.
And then you get revived.
Well, they stretch, yes. No, what happens is, you know, a tape in the replaying will stretch a little bit. Also, I do leave a little bit of extra theme at the end, just in case it's not long enough, you know, because I don't want to hang you guys up.
But we go out at 8 o'clock. We have news at 8. We have news at 7 and 8. No, 6 and 7.
Well, when do you sign on in the morning? What time do you sign on?
6 a.m.
6 a.m.?
Uh-huh.
And who does that morning show?
Paul Noble. Tony Blackburn. Sorry.
I've heard of Tony. Yeah, and I hear he's a very good disc jockey.
He's a swinger. He's one of the top rating disc jockeys in Britain.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that Tony is a gas. I also saw the Radio Caroline program thing. And it's called Early Bird Show, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, or Early Morning Show, Part 1, Part 2.
Yeah, well, this is a little bit dated now, but...
Do they now call the shows after the name of the disc jockey,
the Tony Blackburn Early Show.
I'll tell you something that bugged me, and I talked about it, and maybe you heard it. It really... Oh, man, I got hacked. I saw a thing that Radio Caroline puts out for advertising agencies, I suppose. It's a presentation. And it had, it list the names of all the Caroline disc jockeys. Everyone, and I saw a thing in Music Echo, which had the pictures of all the disc jockeys on Radio Caroline and the other little losing ship downstream, that little gunboat. And, they had the pictures of everybody except me. And I got bugged. And some kid said, hey, man, I got letters from kids. How come your picture's not in there? I said, because I don't want to be associated with those losers, you know, stuff like that. But I wonder, why do they do that, man? I mean, if I'm on the station an hour a day, I represent 1 hour every day on Radio Caroline. As far as I'm concerned, I work for them.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, now, why don't they do that? Or are they just a little behind the times? I don't know.
Well, I think they may have been behind the times. What can I say? You know, I mean, I'll get fired.
You are very, very diplomatic, man. You are... Hey, Ronan, you got a good one here. Hang on to this cat, man. He'll have your job someday, I hope. Because he sounds like a winner, and with him I could swing, you know. But, hey, listen, let me play another record here, because we've talked an awful long time. But don't go away. At least we'll do this, sit through the show together. I know you're going to go to a show tonight somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to...
What are you going to see?
On a clear day.
Yes.
Oh, on a clear day, you can see forever. That's a great show, I hear.
And I'm looking forward to that. Bob,
how did you get tickets? You just got to town. How did you do it? I live in this town, and I cannot get tickets. Who's your ticket broker?
I called the RCA Victor people.
Oh, really?
They wanted a record played in Buffalo, you see.
Rod Roddy said it, not Jack Spector. Man, I'm clean.
No kidding.
What do you mean, no kidding? Of course your leader's clean. Trying to start trouble here, man? Your leader is unblemished, pure as the driven snow. Wow.
No kidding.
Oh, shut up. It's Barbara Lewis. Don't forget about me.
I know you've got